daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Vav, the last daf in Perakol HaKelim. And just two notes, today's shiur is sponsored L'zecher Nishmas Zisa Bas Elio Shlomo Celia Gewurz, whose 11th yard site is today, sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren, her Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank the family for the sponsorship. And one other ha'ara, and that is, we wanted to invite all of our OU Network listeners to look at our shul website, where we've just started, Baruch Hashem, the exciting moments of breaking ground for our new shul. So feel free to look at nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org to be part of our new construction. Baruch Hashem, I'll be announcing that in various shiurim and in the various venues. So please feel free to look at the website, look at there's a little video there, and be part of a little chelik of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's get into Kuf Chaf Hey Amid Beis. Kuf Chaf Hey Amid Beis. Itmar. We're in the middle of Kuf Chaf Hey Amid Beis by the last word on the line right in the middle of the Amid. So we're talking about cases. If I have something that is Muksa Machmas Gufo, how do I designate it and what do I need to do before Shabbos in order that it should not be Muksa on Shabbos? So we spoke about rocks. What do I do with a rock? Do I have to just... Can I just put it on a barrel? Would that be enough? Do I have to do something more than that? Does it have to be tight, like the case of the Mishnah, where the rock was connected to the gourd, and even after the gourd peel went into the water, it was tight, and it wouldn't fall out? That's the discussion we had here, when we had a machlokas between Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, as well as a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, exactly what needs to be done. And that was the machlokas of exactly what Rebbe had asked his Talmidim to do before Shabbos, either lamdum, either to position them, because you wouldn't be able to move it on Shabbos, or shifshifum, to wipe them down, but you would be able to move it on Shabbos. So that was the discussion that we are in the middle of. So Itmar is finishing up the last couple of lines. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Omer, there's different versions of the story of what Rebbe asked them to do. Originally we had it was a nidbach shel avanim. That is what was under discussion, and we'll relate that a little bit later as well to other types of items. So Itmar, Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Omer, Savar shel koros have. It was a stack of boards. I said, all this board that was going to be used for construction. That was the story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul Omer, Gashosh shel Svina have. It was a pole that was used in order to see how deep the water was. They used to stick it in the water at the front of the boat in order to make sure the boat didn't go into shallow water. So that was what they were discussing in terms of being muksa. The Ritva says maybe it was just roy to use as that, but it wasn't literally that item, because then that would already be a kli. So maybe it wouldn't be muksa, but it was roy for that. So manda amr gishosh kol shekein savar. The one who says it was gishosh or kol shekein savar, then kol shekein, he would have said that the story could have happened with the stacks of wood. Manda amr savar aval gashish kapitale. But if you hold it savar, so maybe gashish would have been more chamer kapitale. As we mentioned, muksa machmas chesar and kis, and therefore you would have had to have done more in order to designate it. Okay, different day is exactly what the story was with Rebbe. We continue. Zmarashi Kashura Vechulu. So the Mishnah said two cases where I take a muksa item and I use it in order to designate it. So if I put a rock inside the shell or the peel in order to use it as a pail to put down in the water. Or number two is the Zmarashi Kashura Betafiach. If I have a branch, a vine that I connect to a pail in order to use, so that also I'm allowed to be mamala with on Shabbos. So kshura in, says the Gemara, zvarshi kshura v'chulu. Kshura in, lo kshura lo. Only if I have tied it before Shabbos to the pail, that's when I'm able to use it on Shabbos. Lo kshura lo. But if I did not tie it, so that I wouldn't be able to use it. So who is that like? So Levi Masisa Deloker Rav Shimon Gamliel. That seems to be against Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya, who we had once earlier, and we're also going to have Bez Shaman Ahmed Beis today. Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Chari Yosho Dekel Shegidron La'etzim. I have a bunch of branches that I was planning to use for firewood. The big pile of branches I brought into my house. V'nimlach Alein Li'yeshiva. Then I realized, you know what, I'm short a mattress. So I want to use these branches as a mattress. I'll put a sheet over them and I'll sleep on them. So what do I do? Tzarech likshar. The Tanakhama says one has to tie them up in order to remove the status, right, from Erev Shabbos, from Friday, to remove the status of muksa machmas gufo, which branches have. And unless I do that, then it's still muksa. Rav Shimon Gamliel lomer, no, ain't tzarech likshar. You don't need a maisa. You don't even have to tie it. Just thinking about it, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. thinking about it in one's mind, designation, that is good enough to make it muchan. So is our Mishnah against that? Because our Mishnah says that the Zemora, in order to use it as the rope, and to pick up the pail, it has to be kashur beforehand. So today is no. Amar Rav Sheish is the filu tamer Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even the Mishnah can even be like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who usually does not require a ma'isa. Hacha vayaskina b'chumeres b'yaveha. The problem here is that it's still attached to the ground. We're not talking about a detached vine. We're talking about a vine that is still attached. And that is why you have to do more to overcome the muksa elements. Because it's still a vine. Says the Gemara, it's attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground, so how could you use it at all? We know there's an Isser Durabanan of any type of Hishtamshus to something growing from the ground. The Isser Durabanan of Kotzer. Just like the Rabbanan Asserd, animals. Animals are all, not that they have Hishtamshus from animals and move animals. Animals are Muksa because of Gzeir Hashem Yixar. Originally, the riding on the horse, ripping off a branch, but they included in that all animals, Gzerish and Yixar, also Hishtamshus Be'ilon is Aser. So how can you even use this if it's still attached? So the Gemara, hey, we'll talk about more about that in the Shulchan Aruch. Lamatami Gimel. Now maybe we're talking about less than three tefachim from the ground, so that's Lovewood, and they weren't goes there on that. Again, this is on a Drabana level. Drabana level, you were using a Daraisa concept on a Drabana level that they didn't create the Gzera in that case. If you have a very low stump of a tree and you want to tie your foot shoe on the stump of a tree very low, so that's mutter because that's not called Hishtamshus Be'ilon, only if it is higher. First answer. So again, it could even be Rav Shimon Gamliel, but you need a little more in this case because it's still Mechubar. Rav Ashi Amar, Afil Tema Betelusha. Rav Ashi says, no, even if it is detached, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel here would require more. Gezera Shema Yiktom. Because I'm worried maybe I might cut it down to a better size that I need to use for the action that I'm involved in. And therefore, Rashi, last medium line, Chayiv Mishum Makab Patish. I might be Chayiv Makab Patish. There's a special Gzeira here. Usually it doesn't require, there's no Chshashos in the Muksa item, Muksa Machbas Gufo. But says, the second day, it says Ravashi, but here maybe I'm worried. Gzeira Shem Yiktom, Rashi is Makab Patish. The Tosas Rid says maybe it is Mechatech, the Isra of cutting to a measured size. Whenever you have a dotted line. So that's two different days in the Gemara. How do we work out Rav Shimon Gamliel? But again, this relates to the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, which talks all about issues of Hishtamshus B'Mechubar. The Shulchan Aruch starts off, Ein Olin B'Ilan. Right, one is not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. Bein Lach Bein Yavish, even if it's a dried out tree. I feel him as Yabish Lagamre, the postkib say. The Ainit Limbo, and I'm not allowed to be supported by it. The Ain Mishtamshin Bimahubar Lakarka Klau. I'm not allowed to use, like our Gemara says, I'm not allowed to use anything that is attached to the ground on Shabbos. Gzeira Shemayala Vyitlosh, because I might go up and then rip off a branch. They answered all Hishtamshus Be'ilan. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch even talk about what happens if I did? What if I climbed up a tree? What if I, for some reason, I wanted to go see something? Allah be'ilam b'Shabbos, am I allowed to come down? Because coming down is also using the tree. You're right, standing there is also using the tree, but coming down is even more. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'shogeg, if you went up b'shogeg, muter le'rid. Okay, you're allowed to go down b'shogeg. B'mezid, asur le'rid. If you went up b'mezid on Shabbos, you have to stay up there for the rest of Shabbos. Tough luck. Unless you went up on Friday. Okay, different days if you went up from before Shabbos. V'davka adam she'ol asham. Avalam hiniach sham chayfetz mi ba'od yom. Also litlo misham b'Shabbos. As we mentioned, Hishtamshus Be'ilon means taking something off a tree. If I put something down on the tree and I'm going to take it off, or on Shabbos afternoon, whatever it is, I'm not allowed to put anything on the tree or take anything off the tree. Right? This is also called, Chazal even asered, one step removed. Tzadei Ilon is also asered. The only thing that's mutter is tzadei Ilon. As we mentioned, let's say somebody has a hammock. So So if somebody could, stay in their hammock that's attached to a tree. So if it's attached directly to a tree, that's usur, because that's hishtam shus bitstad de ilan. But if it's attached to a nail, which is attached to a tree, so it itself is stud de ilan, two steps removed, so then chazal matur that. I can't hang up the hammock on Shabbos, because that would be using stud de ilan, I'd be using the nail. But once the hammock is hung up before Shabbos, so then one would be able to sleep in it on Shabbos, because that is using stud de ilan. A treehouse would be usur. Treehouse is on the tree. That's stud the ilan. Yeah, one would not be able to climb a tree, go into a treehouse on Shabbos. Well, you can't even get there because that's using the actual tree. Unless you have a separate ladder that goes straight to the treehouse. So the ladder is okay. You can stay on the ladder all Shabbos. That's stud the ilan. But the treehouse itself, if one were to go there. And then Siv Beis says exactly what our Gemara says. Sharsha ilan ha-gavoim in ha-arit shlosha tachim. What about the roots? What about the stump? One is not allowed to use them if they are three tvachim off the ground. Again, that's using a d'oraisa concept of lovewood in a d'rabanan way, because we're assuming that means what's called the ground, but once it's within three tvachim, pachas mikan mutar l'shtamish b'hem d'kikarka chashivi, because it is connected, it is considered karka. Good, one other ha'ara, and that is based on a Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, discussing issues of using trees. What about smelling flowers on Shabbos? You're allowed to smell flowers that are growing on Shabbos? I'm taking a nice walk, and I see some beautiful flowers. Am I allowed to smell those on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayinim Abeis, flowers, yes. Esrogim, no. You're allowed to smell. If you walk by an esrog tree, you're not allowed to smell the esrog. But if you pass the flowers, you can. Why? Says Rabbah. The Amar Rabbah. This is all on Lamed Zayin Abayz. It's a couple of statements of Rabbah. Hadas b'mechubar mutal hariach bo. A beautiful smelling flower that's still attached, you're allowed to smell it. Esrog b'mechubar also hariach bo. Why? My taima. Hadas t'lo hariach koi. A hadas, which its whole purpose is to smell. So right now, while I'm smelling it, while it's attached to the ground, I'm doing its ultimate function. So there's no chashash I'm going to do anything more with it, because right now where it is, I can do exactly what I want with it. Isharis le lo asi lo migze. Esrog de la achila ka'i, an esrog, which its ultimate purpose is to eat, it's a fruit. Big shayla about smelling the esrog on Sukkos. Are you allowed to smell the esrog? Do you make a bracha? It's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. So isharis le asi lo migze. By an esrog, by a good smelling fruit, the ultimate purpose of the fruit is to eat it. So therefore, I would be worried if I'm able to smell it, I might come to eat it. Good. There is, though, an important Rashi here discussed by all the Achronim on this line. But an esrog, which is to eat, what am I worried about exactly? So what would we have said? Well, I'm worried that if you smell it, you might come to cut it off and then use it as fruit. But there's a line here in Rashi. Aval esrog de la achila kai, ki morach le, when you smell it, minshi vitalish va'achale. You might forget and eat it. Eat it how? Sounds like Rashi's talking about take a bite while it's still on the tree. V'af im ochlo bimechubar, Rashi says. Even if I take a bite while it's still attached to the ground, ein lecha tolesh gadol mizeh. That's the lashon of Rashi, Sukkah Lamed Zayin. There's no greater tolesh. Asks the Velt on Rashi. So what are you talking about? Isn't that a shinui? Isn't that you don't usually cut things from the ground by eating them, by biting into them? That's what we're worried about, and that's what Rashi says. There's no greater Talisha more than that. They don't usually do things with a Talisha with your mouth. So some Achronim say, the Egle Tal writes, the Sakhachava writes in the Malacha of Kotzer and Os Tezvav, when is it that if you bite something from the ground, it is a shinui only if you are viewing that as a shinui and you're doing something that is very unusual. But if you go over to the fruit and you get such a taiva to take a bite and it smells so good and you bite into it not because you're doing it in an unusual way, but because you're overcome with a taiva for this fruit, you even make a bracha and then you take a bite, that's not a shinui, that's normal. Sometimes we have, and we've had in this Masechta already, rule breakers because of the principle of achshavei. We're going to have it later on on today's daf also. Achshavei. I was machshiv this, and I'm giving it status because I'm treating it like a important act. So says the Egle Tal as well. Lani is daiti nira. Devadai. Ain derech litlosh ki im biyado bakli. For sure, there's no derech to be tolish except normally with the yad or a kli. Mikomakom chayev betlisha befivlo ochlo miyad according to, in our case, remember we have the case where you throw something and a dog catches it. A dog catches, is that called a hanacha? Well, if you were aiming for the dog's mouth, yes. But if you were aiming for the floor, the dog came in and caught it, that's not called a hanacha. But what do you mean? The dog's mouth is not dalad al dalad. No, if I meant to do that, that's not called a shinoi. That's achshave. Umizba ermi devrayim de la olam bina hanacha makam dalad. Vimniskaven lanu achagabi makam pachos bidalad putter. Levad hechi denapathi akeleb shizos tachlis kavanaso shiyochlenu. And that's the Rashi in Sukkah. Shem yochlenu b'mechubar, ayde shichacha, b'shigah Shabbos, v'lo yeh kavanaso b'achilaso b'mechubar, k'dei laso shinui. You forgot it was Shabbos. You just wanted to eat it. That's normal. Machshavaso mashri le'tlisha. And therefore Rashi says that is not called a shinui in that context. Even though if somebody remembers it Shabbos, and let's say they need a fruit for a chol ashish bo sakana, so then they're gonna do it. They're gonna bite it off in a, let's say the chol is gonna bite it off in that way because he wants to do a shinui. He wants to get it down to a drabanan. That'll be a drabanan because then he's doing it dafka with that kavana. Either way, it's an important Rashi to be aware of. Again, Sukkah Lamed Zayin, and it's related to our issues of gzeira shema yikto. Good. We continue. Pekaka chalon chulu. So now we get into issues of asiyas ohel and bona. The Mishnah had said, if I have a window which has a pekak, some type of a window cover, a shutter that I want to put into the window, so am I allowed to put it back into the window? Or is that bona? If I have a hole in my wall and I close it up with a piece of wood, that would be the malacha of bona. So what about here? So, machlokas. Rabbi Elazar says that as long as it is tied up and hanging and not dragging, I could use it. But if not, I'm not allowed to use it. That would be Mosef al Abinyan. And the Chacham say, no, either way, it is mutter. What does either way mean? We'll see in the Gemara. So, Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim she'ein osin oel arai b'tchila b'yantif v'ein zorach l'amar b'shabes. Everybody agrees that you can't make an OLRI on Shabbos or Yontif. On Yontif and Vishor on Shabbos. I can't make an OLRI. Right? I can't make a canopy. Right? On a Yontif or Shabbos. Any type of OL. Well, maybe we'll talk more in the coming days about exactly what is an OLRI. OLRI. This could even be on a Daraisa level. An OLRI means that it's not permanent like a house, but it's going to stay for a while. In all arise, so one would not have allowed to do that, to make some type of structure. Lo nechlik oel lahosif. The machlokas is to be mosif. That's the question in the Mishnah. Even the Chachamim would agree you can't create a roofed area, even arai, on Shabbos or Yontif. But what about to be mosif, to add on to an existing structure? Rabbi Elazar saw Omer ein mosif in biyantif ein sarach lomer b'shabbos. Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to be mosif even on yantif, and surely not on Shabbos, and that's why you need kashur v'talui. So then it's not considered a hosafa; it's already built in part of this window system, and therefore that's not called a hosafa. V'chachamim omrim mosifin b'shabbos v'ein sarach lomer b'yantif. No, you could even be mosif on Shabbos, mosif onto an ol arai, and surely on yantif you can, if you could even do it on Shabbos. What isser is there? Let's say the ikar thing that everybody agrees to, the isser of asiyas ohel. So there's an important machlokas here between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says right here, what does ohel mean? First wide line in Rashi on the bottom. Shein osin ol arai. Lifros machatzelas al dalad machitzos. Al gadi dalad kundesin. Lios tsel ol manachama. Any type of roof. Creating a roof. Right? I'm outside and it's sunny. So I'm going to put up a little, I'm going to take a sheet. I'm going to put the sheet up on four different poles. Whatever, they're already up before Shabbos. That's an isser on Shabbos. That's an asiyas ol. And then Rashi adds, here's the crucial line for us now. Vidafka gag. Avol mechitza lav ol hu. V'shari laparsel etznius. Rashi says only a roof, not a wall. A wall is not called a mechitza for or an ohel, because an ohel means roofed. That is shitas Rashi, and you'll have to put it up for tznius, as the Gemara says in Erevin. That's what's Rashi's shita. If you look in Tosas right here, Tosas, Kos Rabbeinu Tam, it says, what are you talking about? We find elsewhere that where you're putting up a meaningful wall, we'll get to what meaningful means, on Shabbos, that's also usser, if it's a meaningful wall. Tosfos says, near Rabbeinu Tam, about two-thirds of the way down to Tosfos, the shaper shayach b'tfanos ohel, hecha de mechitzas mo'el es laheter. If the wall is accomplishing something, so that's also called a mechitza ha'asura on Shabbos. And therefore, let's say I have a sukkah. I have a sukkah that has two walls, so it's puzzle. I can't use it. I put up that third wall on Yontif, on Shabbos. That's an Isra of Asiyas Ohel, because that's accomplishing something. That's being machshir my sukkah. Ulahachi b'dofen shlishis davi mechitza u'machshir le'le sukkah chashav Asiyas Ohel b'tchila. Dofen revius, the fourth wall, that's mutter. Because that's not needed. That's not accomplishing anything. That's like the Gemara that Rashi quoted. That's Litznias Ba'alma. That's okay. You want to put up a little wall. But so a mechitza is a more iffy type of structure. So that's why it has to be something significant. But usually the word ohel doesn't have to mean roof. It could even mean on the side. It could even mean a wall. Right. Rashi quoted the word chalon. Chalon usually means, Rashi, the last few, Tosas, the last few skinny lines. Chalon mashba b'chalon shebekosel. Di begag ma'iri havli the memer aruba. Aruba is on top, but chalon can even mean on the top, on the side. Right? There's different discussions of the word issues. Okay, this is machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Tosas. We paskin like Tosas. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Simin Shin Tes Vav. Shin Tes Vav. Important discussions of when the children want to make a tent with the blankets. Right, it's very halacha lemaisa how they can make it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aser lasos oel b'shabes v'yantif afilu hu arai v'dafke gag aval mechitzos mutter v'ein mechitza asura ela imke naasis lahatir suka o lahatir tiltol." Shulchan Aruch says beferish. See, shom b'tosvis right Shabbos kuf chav hey b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. There are golos says our Tosvis is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That if somebody makes a wall, putting up a wall on Shabbos to accomplish something, not just stam because I want some privacy, is to accomplish something that is an iser on Shabbos. So what does that mean? What does that mean to accomplish something? So the Ramah says of a mechitza anasis l'siyas pa'al mashari v'lachein mutter litlos vilon l'fnei pesach avamisha kavuasham. Let's say I just want some privacy, so I'm going to put up a tension bar with a curtain because I want to have some privacy in a room so people can go to sleep. That's mutter because that's not going to stay there forever. So it's an arai. You're not nailing it in. So that's not bone. That's not bone. But I'm putting it up, and I don't need it for any halachic reason. I'm just creating privacy. So that will be mutter. But or v'chein parochas l'fnei aron kodesh. Let's say the parochas open right the back and forth. Am I creating a separation? That's not halachically needed. So therefore, that would be mutter. But what is the problem? If I'm using it for a halachic issue, like Tosva said. If you put it in for a sukkah, the Mordechai here says the Mordechai in actually it's earlier in Parakira, but it's related to our issue in Shin Yud Aleph. The Mordechai says, "What about putting up a mechitza in shul? What about mechitza in shul?" So the Mordechai's lashon is, if you're putting up a mechitza just b'shas hadrasha, so that's mutter because that's not halachically needed. Ooh, that's the Mordechai. He says that in terms of the drasha. But the post can say, but what about, let's say, for davening, where it is halachically needed? Creating, putting up a wall, maybe that could be an issue. Sliding something that's already up, that wouldn't be a problem. It's already created. What? For tznias? No, halachically. Halachically, to needing a mechitza in davening, that could be that's a halacha. That's such a tznias ba'alma. So Soloveitchik said it's better to daven alone than to go to Rosh Hashanah. Better to miss shofar if you're going to daven in a mixed seating shul. Daven is seating without a mechitza. So that is the so the Shulchan Aruch says here. It continues. Avolasu asas mechitza b'fnei or haner k'dei shamish mitasov. So he's putting up a mechitza so they can be with one's wife. V'chein l'fnei svarim k'dei l'shamish v'chulu shaz. It continues. Either way, that is the important discussion that if it's accomplishing a roof, an ol doesn't need to accomplish anything. That's automatically usher. But a wall, mechitza, so that if it's an asiyas mechitza, so that's what Tosva says, only usher, because it's already more of an iffy structure, only if it's accomplishing something, and that depends if it is halachically needed, halachically not needed, that is the issue. Okay, let's continue. Oh, another just point in terms of being mosif onto an ohel, this relates to strollers. Stroller. So, am I allowed to put a cover on a stroller? Let's say it's built in. So I'm going to pull the cover on, it starts raining. I'm going to pull the back over it. That's mutter. That's all one structure. That's meant to be done and undone, done and undone. I'm just pulling it. But what happens if it starts raining and I have a separate rain cover? I'm going to take the rain cover and put it on the stroller. So if the stroller is totally, doesn't have any cover on it, or the cover is totally folded, so there's no tefach that's covering yet, there's no oil yet, I am not allowed, according to most poskim, to take that rain cover or to take the mosquito net, if you consider that an oil, and put it on. But there's an easy way to solve the problem. Open up a little bit the built-in part of the stroller cover that's attached. Open that up, because that you're allowed to open and close all day. So that's part of the same structure. So if I open that a tefach, so now I am just being mosif onto the OLRI, and that will be mutter. Right? If there's no oil, if I don't have any cover, that's a problem. Then you got to put the rain cover on before Shabbos, and at least have it open, at least the tefach. But if not, so then one has to use one of these coolers. Okay, again, there's more here. What about using an umbrella on Shabbos? That's a big issue, the Noda Behuda, a parasol. It's the lashon used in all the achronim. And me'ikar adin, it's a little shaky whether it's an isser, but that's definitely the minhag. The minhag of Klal Yisrael, the Noda Behuda already says in our Chaim Sim Laman a couple hundred years ago, the minhag is not to use an umbrella that is in the world of Asiyas Ohel. The language of the Shvir Shabbos is Geder Gadru Gdole Hadoros. Right, it doesn't say Asar, it doesn't say Mutar. Geder Gadru Gdole Hadoros Va'amru She'en Liftoach Mitshriya Oshamasheha B'Shabbos V'Yantif. Right, something for the rain or something for the sun. Ukashem She'en Liposchon Kachin Lekaplon V'gam Im'im P'suchos Mibod Yom Ein L'Hishtamish Bohen Gam B'Makom She'yesh Eruv. Even a place where there's Eruv, the Noda Behuda thinks it's a real Isser. Most Achronim assume it's not a real Isser. But that is the minhag. The minhag is not to use it, even if it's open from before Shabbos. That is the the Shmir Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara towards the bottom. The Chachamim omrim benkachu benkach pokekin. The Chachamim say mutter. It's mutter. It doesn't matter either way. What's either way? Rabbi Lazar said that you need hanging and tied. What do the Rabbanan say? Either way, does that mean you don't need anything? Or you need one or the other? So, my benkach u'benkach. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar of Kahana. Ben kashur, ben she'eno kashur, v'hu shemisukan. Right? It doesn't even have to be tied. Right? You don't even need it. As long as you were misaking it. It was mukhan from Erev Shabbos. As long as you got it ready by Erev Shabbos, that is good enough. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says, why do you go so lakula? Maybe it has to be tied. And what they're saying is that, okay, it has to be tied, but it can even be hanging on, touching the floor. It doesn't have to be talui. How do you know to go so far as to say that the Rabbanan don't even require it to be tied on? You can just have a stick that's next to a door. Who says that's allowed? So, why would I want to say this, says Rabbi Yirmiya? Because we have elsewhere, we're going to see over the next 10 lines, we have a machlokas that is parallel to our Mishnah, and there, everybody agrees it has to be kashur. So to here, why don't we say it has to be kashur? So let's see, what is that other context? As follows. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kemachlokes Kan Kach Machlokes Benagar HaNigrar. Just like there's a machlokes in our case, so too there's a machlokes about Nagar HaNigrar, a type of bolt that was used in order to lock a door. Nigrar, a bolt that was used to lock that was dragging. What's the issue? It's not. The Mishnah says at the end of Masechas Erevin, Nagar HaNigrar, you have this bolt that is hanging. What's the potential issue? Rashi says the potential is a bona issue. It's a bona issue. Rabbi Natam and others, Balitosa, say maybe it's more of a muksa issue. We'll go with Rashi. Nagar HaNigrar, no limbo by Mikdash, avalo by Medina. The Tanakama holds, you're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the base of Migdash. Why, Pashas, what would be the rule? Assuming this is a Nisa Drabanan, Ein Shvus by Migdash, a Drabanan of Boneh, and therefore you can do it in the base of Migdash, but you can't do it outside. Vahamunach kan v'kan aser. But if it's lying down, then it's aser even in the Migdash. Even in the Migdash, it would be a problem. Rashi quotes, that would be a Nisa Daraisa. Even in the Migdash. And that's why it is aser to use this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda goes one step lekula. Hamunach mutar b'migdash. If it's lying down, it's even mutar in the migdash, because that's a drabanan. V'hanigrar, but if it's dragging b'medina. If it's dragging, it is aser in the medina. So again, Hanigrar Hamunach by Mikdash Hanigrar by Medina. Vitanya Ezo Nagar Hanigrar Shnolin Bo by Mikdash Avolo by Medina. What is the Nigrar that is allowed in the Mikdash and in the Medina according to the Tanakama? Kalsha Kashur Vitaloi Verosho Magiela Aretz. If it's tied and hanging. Tied and hanging. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Azeh Abba Medina Mutter. That's Mutter always. That's nothing. Ela Ezeh Sheba Medina Aser. What is Aser in the Medina? Kol She'eno Lo Kasher Velo Talui. It's nothing. Vishomto Menicha Bekeren Zavis. And you can move it to a corner. Right? You can move it around. That's what is Aser in the Medina. But anything more than that would be Mutter. So you see. Bam Rabbi Shua, you see from there that what's Mutter in the Medina? It's got to at least be tied on. If it's nothing, even Rabbi Yehuda said, that's Aser. If it's not kasher, not talui. V'amar Rabbi Shua bar Abba mishmei de'ula mantana nagar ha'nigra Rabbi Lazari. Rabbi Lazar is the Tanakama in our case, and he is more machmer. So what do you see from that whole discussion? That if it's nothing, nobody says it doesn't have to be kasher. And we started off this whole discussion that it's the parallel machlokas. Parallel machlokas. If it's a parallel machlokas, and over there in Erevin, we said that everybody agrees. Again, if you have a certain type of pole, certain type of peg that is used in a door lock, can it just be on the floor and I could put it in on Shabbos or not? So over there, both opinions held that it has to be tied on, has to be connected. Maybe, and according to the Tana Kama, it even has to be hanging. So says the Gemara that Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, why is it that in our case we're saying that maybe it doesn't even have to have anything, according to the Chachamim? So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Ano Da Amri Ki Haitana. No, there is an opinion out there that requires nothing. It requires even non-kashur v'talui. Detanya, because the Brisa says, Kaneshis Kinu Balabayas. Lios Poseach V'Noah Bo. If there is a reed, a kane, that the Balabayas was misakein and prepared in order to use it as a key, some type of opening and closing, his door, Poseach V'Noah Bo, Bizman, Shekashur V'Talui B'Pesach, Poseach V'Noah Bo. As long as it's tied and hanging in the doorway, then you could use it. Ein Kashur V'Talui, Ein Poseach V'Noah Bo. But if it's not, then you can't use it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Misuka Navabish, Ein Kashur. There it is, Rav Shimon Gamliel. He's the Deah that says, even if it's not Kashur, it is Mutter. It is Mutter to use this on Shabbos, and that's the Deya, that's the Chachamim in our Mishnah that would say, even if it's not Kashur. Right? Sometimes people have, in order to lock their door, they have an extra piece of wood. Extra piece of wood that they stick in, and then you can't open it from the outside. So is that related to this discussion? Is that Kashur v'talui? Is that Muksa? So it could be that one should move that indirectly. Once you move that indirectly, because that's not kashur, that's not talui, it's nothing, unless you say it was designated, the Chachamim here say, benkach uvenkach, right, ain't pokegibo, but it could be, according to some, they suggest that maybe one should only move that with a shinui, one should kick it out from the doorway, because again, directly picking it up could be a problem, yeah.
Is it only muksa that we're worried
about? Is it only muksa? So that was the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says it's an issue of bone.
Right.
So if you have the bone, putting that piece of wood in just to lock, and that, I don't know if that becomes really part of the structure. Right, if you, what they're talking about here is a certain type of lock that goes into the door.
Put it into the groove.
But here, if they're, well, you put it into what groove? On the floor?
Yeah.
Put it into the window. Into the window, the next to where the window was closed.
So
that's the groove, but it's still, if you look at that, people wouldn't say that that's a window with a piece of wood there in order to keep it closed. It's not part of, it doesn't integrate into part of the structure. Not being Mosif ala binyan there. Not exactly the same case as here, where it's part of the lock of the door. Putting something in the doorknob to lock it, that's more integral into the door than just putting a piece of, this is like preventing it from opening. But this isn't a lock in the normal sense of the word. So it's a discussion. I'm just saying it's, I want us to look in the Muksa books and in the Hilchos Shabbos books to relate to this. I saw in the Chashuge Chemed, Maisa Shehaya. Maisa Shehaya. Everything happens in Klal Yisrael. She'ela, Maisa Beveis HaKnesses, Shehaya Vikuach Al Psichas HaChalon. There was a machlokes. Some people wanted the window open. Some wanted the window closed. I'm freezing. You don't open this window. Ze omer l'sagro. You close it. You open it. Ze omer l'poscho. Halach echem ha'mispalim. So somebody got angry. One of the mispalim went. Va'asa ma'isa ve'hesir sachalon mehatsirim. They took the window off the hinges and took it. I want this window open. So they didn't just open it. They took it off the hinges. And now the shaila is, are they allowed it? The people who wanted it open, they didn't want him to remove it. But is this considered nanam yimaisa iser? Right? They're sitting next to the window. V'istafku ha'mispalim. Hey, mutter lahem lahamshich lasheves b'mkomo seim liyad ha'chalon. Shehim nanam yisr Shabbos. That's the shaila. right? If the Maisa Issa, this is a Maisa Shabbos issue. So he says Tshuva. He says the Taz quotes that this Pasha is taking this window off of its hinges. That's a Malacha Daraisa. It's an Issa Daraisa of Soser, of something. Right? So the question is, so Malacha Daraisa, so Pashas is, right, is it bemazed? It was done bemazed. A Jew did a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos bemazed. He got all the worst conditions possible. You can't get Hanah from that. Can't get enough from that. So Pashas is, you got to move away from the window. V'nira de'be'inyaneinu da'amesir chalon b'shabes b'mezid abra. Listen to the right such a soser. So l'chora hayasu l'sheves li'ara chalon. Ella, but then he says, two reasons maybe l'kula. Maybe two issues. Number one, nira de zedami l'hotza'a. We already have from the Chai Adam. We mentioned this months ago. The Chai Adam says that there's no maisa shabes by hotza'a. By Hotzah. What does that mean? We mentioned, we quoted this in the discussions of Hotzah Malacha Gerua. Halacha, Hotzah being an inferior type of Malacha. Why was that? So we mentioned there's Adav Beis and Adav Tzadivav and others that you don't really accomplish something by Hotzah. You're not changing an item. You're bringing it from place A to place B. But you didn't really change it. So any type of Hana'a is not really direct Hana'a. I cook something for you. So I got Mamish Hana'a directly from the Maisa. I cleaned your shirt, and I'm going to wear a nice clean shirt. Right? So that's direct hana. But by hotzah, it's somewhat indirect. The item happens to be here now, so I'm going to use it. But it's more indirect, and that's why the Chai Adam Paskins, there's no concept of Maisa Shabbos when it comes to the Malacha of hotzah. It's an important shita. V'dami lo hotzah, d'meikar adin, mutter lehamas me'achifetz, kiva de lo nasim Maisa b'guf ha'davar. V'kom akam, siyem Chai Adam, neish lahachmir, l'chadchila. But here too, am I getting direct benefit from the window being taken out? I'm not using the window. No. The window was preventing the air from coming in. And now that's removed, and now I'm getting some air. Is that a direct hana from the maisa that you did? Maybe not. Give it to the nice maisa, b'guf ha'ana, kabo b'mavashel. El shehesir es ha'mafriya, shel ha'avir lihikanes. You just remove the impediment. Sometimes in halacha, you always have to know, is this actively doing something, or is this removing the impediment? The famous discussion of this, without getting anything lamaisa, is in the end of Yaradeya, where the Rama quotes, Shochanar quotes, that if somebody is a goses on their deathbed, and there is a wood chopper outside, and the wood chopper is not letting the neshama leave because of there has to be a little nachashavas hanefesh. You're allowed to tell the wood chopper to stop chopping wood in order that the person should die. Is that killing them? No, that's removing hasaras hamoneya. Or if there's some salt on their tongue. Okay, that's, again, that's a major discussion. How does that work? Lamaisa, not for now at all. But again, am I actively doing something or just removing hasaras hamoneya? So here too, it's hasaras hamoneya possibly. So therefore there's no benefit. So therefore you could sit there. But then he says, maybe you shouldn't even be there during the week. Right, you want to be involved in such a shul? He says, because you could have gotten before we get to that line, he says you could have gotten the benefit by not doing the malacha. You could have just opened the window. He opened the window, okay, that's his problem. But really, you didn't benefit from the maisa aveira because you could have just opened the window. So maybe that's a shul that we have to start thinking about. You sure should not give him shlishi or anything. But either way, this is a fascinating, tragic, fairly tragic question that was posed to the Chashuke Chemet, Riv Zilberstein. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Amar of Yehuda Bar Shelas, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Halakha of Shimon Gamliel, the Halakha of Shimon Gamliel, that you don't need Kashur or Talui. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That we all like Rashbag, but it's not. The Mishnah says, which Mishnah? The Mishnah is six lines from now, but we're going to quote it now. Kalki Suye HaKalim, all covers of Kalim. Sheyesh Lahem Beis Achiza, which have a handle. Nitalim B'Shabbos, they can be moved on Shabbos. They're not Muksa. V'am Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shelah, Amar Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'hu Sheyesh Toras Kli Alayan. As long as they have a Toras Kli. As long as they have the status of a Kli. So they can be moved. But what do you mean? What about, we just said, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even those sticks and poles, they don't have a Torah's Kli. V'chi teima hachanami dika Torah's Kli olav. And if you want to say, yeah, those cases, somehow you fashion them, and they have a Torah's Kli. Umibar, Rav Shugam, Leo Torah's Kli, Olav, is that really true? Vatanya, we had the Bryce earlier. Chayari, El Shodak, El Shogidron, L'Shem, Eitzim, and Imach, Leili, Yeshiva. I have some branches that I was going to use for firewood. And then I decided to sit on them. Tzarech L'Kasher. You have to tie them up according to the Tanakama. Rav Shugam, Leo, Omer, Ein Tzarech L'Kasher. Rashbach says you don't have to. So you see, there's no Torah's Kli here, and it's Mutter with just Machshava. So if Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have a problem. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel that you don't need to do anything, but he also says this statement that you need a Torah's Kli. So, answers the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Sfira like Havasi Bechada Upalik Ale Bechada. Rav Yochanan holds like him in one way that you don't need to do anything, even B'machshava Ba'alma is enough, but he argues on him in the other way that he holds that you need a Torah's Kli in order to be able to say that Machshava would be good enough. Right? So he doesn't go as far as Rav Shimon Gamliel, but he says that. Lomaisa, what do we hold in these cases about the wood and about the branches? So if you look, in Shinches Sifchaf, we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning if you have wood, some type of wood, a branch that you want to use for something on Shabbos, all you have to do is to think about it beforehand, and in that way, it would be not muksa. Shin ches sifchaf, in the sugyas of muksa. Let me just find the Shulchan Aruch. Chayara shel dekel, shekatzim l'sreifa, muksim heim, ba'asa l'taltalam, yashav aleim ha'mi bod yom, mutter leishav aleim b'shabbos, v'koshenim kashram leishav aleim, o'im chashav aleim mi bod yom, leishav aleim afilu b'chol. As long as you thought about sitting on them, wood is okay. What about rocks? What about rocks? As we discussed yesterday, let's say there's a door stopper. So there, the next sif in Shulchan Aruch. That's a machlokas. Avon nidbach shel avanim. The end of yesterday's daf. What if you have the pile of stones? We had all the dayas in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara. Sarach l'sadram, sarach l'yashram. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber is mechalik. When it comes to the wood and the branches, machshav is good enough. Avol didbach shel avanim, afal bishachashav alav mibod yom, aser, ella in kain, limdum, unless you did a maisa to them before Shabbos. And then the Ramah says, v'yesh omrim, didin avanim kedin charios, v'chein ikr. The Ramah paskins lakula, as long as you thought about it, thinking about it before Shabbos is good enough, that would be okay. So, but even reading the Gemara, you get a little impression that stones are more chamor than the branches, but the Ramah says you can be makel, the Shulchan Aruch says that no, one should still be makel by stones.
Why by the wood, by the window, or by the door, do you have to have...
By the wood, by the window, that could be this is a drabanan of bona. Adding on most of ohel, that's not an issue of muksa. That could be right. That could be just putting it in a specific way. So that would be that could be a problem. Weiter. Ma darash Rav Yitzchak Nafka Pischa Dereish Galusa Halacha Kerem Eliezer. He dashed in Halacha like Kerem Eliezer that you need the kashur and pakuk kashur v'taluy. Masav Rav Amram. Really, you need that? But what do you mean? We learned way down in the last Mishnah in Shabbos. Umi Devarim Lamanu. From the story there, we learned Shepokekin. They used a pail there in order to measure an opening for tumah. So there. Pokekin, we learned from that story that you're allowed to be pokek, you're allowed to stuff up a hole. Umodin, and you're allowed to measure. Litzorech mitzvah, even though measuring on Shabbos is an issur rabbanan, litzorech mitzvah is mutter. Vikoshin b'Shabbos, and you're allowed to tie the pail in order to send it up to measure b'Shabbos. So you see from there that even if something was not kashur or taloi, it's mutter. So Amalei Abaya, my daitech, what are you asking? Mishum dektani stama? Because you have that mishnah that seems to be against what I just said? Nagar ha-nigra nami stamahu. What do you mean? The previous mishnah that we quoted in Erevin is also stama, and that's stama k'rebi Eliezer. So why is one stama more than another stama? Afilo achi maisa rav. No, the last mishnah in Shabbos is a story. It actually happened. It's not just in the base medrash. That's why it's more serious of a source, because of maisa rav. Good. We'll have to talk more in the future about Medida and other issues. Continuing. Any type of covering for a kli, as long as it has a handle, it's mutter. That's part of the kli, and it's mutter to be moving on Shabbos. That's only kisuyim if you have a hole in the ground. It sounds like. But a cover of a kli, a cover of a kli is considered muchan even without a handle. What exactly is the machlokas? We'll see. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shela, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. This is where Rav Yochanan said, "Vushiish Torah's kli alehen." As long as it has a Torah's kli, as long as it's used and looks like a kli. So now we specify. Tekulei alma kisi karkos. Everybody agrees, if you have a ditch in the ground and you're covering that up, so the cover of that, so that for sure needs a handle to make it into a kli. Kisuye hakelim, and the opposite, if you have a cover of a regular kli, avagadeilan beis achiza, even if it doesn't have a handle, it's mutter. It's mutter, it's not muksa. Ki pligi, the machlokas is, bekelim dechabrinu ba'ara. Machlokas is, in the olden days, when we had garbage cans all the way down in the ground. You had a kli inside the ground, it was bechumer ba'ara. So, how do you treat that? Marsavar, gazrino, marsavar, lo gazrino. That's the issue. Do you need a handle in that case, because it's like the ground or not? Lishnachrina, or ki pligi bekisi taner, or the machlokas is the kisi of a taner, which is also attached to the ground. Marmadami le kisi karka, marmadami le kisi kalim. Good, hadron lo kala kalim. That takes us through issues of muksa. Again, to get a whole view of muksa, you have to do the third parak in Shabbos, you have to do the 17th parak in Shabbos, and you have to do Maseches Beitza, right, in order to get a full view of all of Inyanei muksa. Good, next, says the Mishnah, Mifanin, Rabbeinu Prachya, one of the Rishonim, says that the following Mishnah is about tirchas on Shabbos. We are not allowed to be toreach extra on Shabbos unless we fulfill a certain number of conditions. Number one, it's letzorach mitzvah. Number two, it's a davar haro'i lihitaltel. Number three, I don't totally clean out the floor, so I might come to smooth the floor. And number four, I do it, shalifana echad lekulan elakalechan mefana l'asmo. I don't do a lot, one person doesn't do a lot for a whole group of people. So there are a number of conditions where we would apply a little tircha yaseira on Shabbos. Again, and everything that I just said is going to come out of the Mishnah right now. Mefanin, I'm allowed to move. Afilu arba v'chamish kupo shel teven v'shel tfua, mipnei ha'archim. I have big bundles of straw and tfua in my backyard, but I need a big place for guests to stay. So I'm allowed to schlep those on Shabbos, even though it's Tircha Yisera. I'm allowed to schlep those on Shabbos because guests are coming. Or because I want to have a shear there. And I can't have the shear there if I'm going to have everything there. Right? What if somebody has to schlep chairs, schlep benches on Shabbos, because all of a sudden there's going to be a shear, there's going to be a this, there's going to be a that. That's mutter, if it's Letzarech Mitzvah. Avalosa Otsar, but not the Otsar. What does that phrase mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Good. There's an important Trumas Hadashin that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I used this in a Shabbos Shuvah Drash a couple of years ago. It has to be the Tzorach Mitzvah in order to be able to do this. Hachnasas Arachim. The Rama quotes, just having a good friend over is not the mitzvah of Hachnasas Arachim. Hachnasas Arachim is where you're having a needy person out there that you don't usually have over. That's Hachnasas Arachim. Hachnasas Chavircha, that's not fully the mitzvah of Hachnasas Arachim. That's an important Rama. Again, it's in the Shin Lamed Gimel. Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph to know what is the mitzvah of Hachnasas Arachim. Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Lo mikri Arachim ela kishinis Arachu etzla bebeisa o shezimin Arachim shinis Arachu etzla acherim. Abo kishizimin chadero l'sod etzlo lo mikri Arachim. Veinu sudas mitzvah rak sudas rishus. Wow. Okay, we got to have needy people. And people that we don't usually have. Vaida, let's just try to get through the Mishnah. Mefan in Shuma Tahora. And what am I allowed to move? Even if it's Tzorach Mitzvah, I'm only allowed to move items that are Muchan on Shabbos. Truma Tahora. I'm allowed to move Truma, right? Because Truma is able to be eaten. Even if I'm not a Kohen, Truma Tahora is eaten Mutter. Uvid Demai. Demai is also Mutter to be eaten. Demai is produced, and I'm not sure if Truma's Meiser was taken off of it. Meiser Rishon, Shinella Trumaso. Meiser Rishon, that had Truma's Meiser taken off of it. Umeiser Sheni, Vehektish, and Niftu. Fruit of Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed. We'll have to see what the Chidushim are of each of these cases. Vaturmas Ayavesh, and dried out Turmesin. Type of legume. Bebeshu machal le'aniyim. Because that also, turmesin are eaten by poor people, but all these things are right to eat. And therefore, one is allowed, even demai. We'll see, but it's right to eat for poor people. Aval, but if something is usser, avaloas at tevel, tevel we'll have to talk about, but tevel is usser to misa b'dei shemayim. Avaloas maiserisha shalot nidla trumaso. If maiserisha did not have maiser, trumas maiser taken off of it yet, avaloas maiser sheni v'hektish shalot niftu, or maiser sheni and hektish that were not redeemed properly, as we'll see, all of those are off limits. Avaloas aluf, avaloas achardal. Rishimeng Amliel, matir baluf, bebeshu machal orvim. So these other items are not roi lachila. Rishimeng Amliel says maybe they are roi lachila. If I have bundles of straw or wood and the like, if I thought about them, I was making them before Shabbos, I can move them. And if not, I can't. Again, why? A, because they're muksa, and B, because it's tiltul yaseira. It's tircha yaseira, and therefore one cannot move that on Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to get a lot more into this by the Shem in the coming days. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Lezecha Nishmas, Zisa, Bas, Elio, Shlomo, Celia Gewurz, Levine, Alav HaShalom, whose 11th yahrzeit is today. We thank the family, the sponsorship, sponsored by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren, the neshama should have in Aliyah. And also, everybody keep in mind that if you want to be part of our exciting news here, that we're trying to build a Mikdash Ma'at in order to have all the shiurim radiate from, feel free to visit our website, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. The entire OU listenership, feel free to take part in our project as well.